Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Felisa Williams, your faith-based community nurse. And again, we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And certainly hope and pray that things are well, that you have remained safe and healthy and whole. And that things are returning to a place where we can get back to whatever normalcy that we needed to be in our lives. My scripture for tonight is 3 John 2, which everybody knows. I wish above all that you prosper, being healthy, even as your soul prosper. And tonight I'm going to share an article that I received. And the reason I'm sharing this article because Alzheimer's, dementia has been in the forefront of research right now, and in terms of what people are talking about. And I know sometimes when I'm with people and they'll say, oh, I can't remember where I put so-and-so. Well, I guess I'm getting Alzheimer's. And of course, this is something that you don't want to claim prematurely, you know. But it's just like, because it's so overwhelming in the media right now. And I got this article, and I thought it was very, very interesting. The first thing I wanted to do is when you hear about dementia and Alzheimer's, and people tend to get, you know, are they one and the same, or just what is the difference? So when we look at dementia, we look at a condition that's characterized really as a progressive or persistent loss of your intellectual functioning, especially you have impairment with your memory and abstract thinking. And often you'll have often personality changes, which results from organic disease or the brain. Dementia is just a syndrome. It's not a disease. It's just a catch-all for disorders that causes memory loss or personality changes, or you have some impaired reasoning. It really is a general term for impaired ability to remember, to think, or make decisions that interferes with your day-to-day activity. So it's more of a generalized type of syndrome. Alzheimer's, on the other hand, is a specific brain disease that is progressive, and it is irreversible, and it destroys the memory and the thinking skills. And so Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. There are a lot of different dementias associated illness or syndromes. Some people, and I'm not even going to break them down, but you may have heard dementia with the Lewy bodies. Even with Down syndrome, there can be some dementia. Sometimes you'll hear people say frontal temporal lobe dementia. You know, vascular dementia is a really biggie. and dementia associated with Parkinson's disease is another. So a lot of people are really, really concerned, because what we see is people are developing not just dementia, but they're developing Alzheimer's at a younger age. And so a lot of people, you know, people get concerned. So I saw this article, and I thought it was very interesting. It kind of gives you a guideline on when it's just an overload, or just a lot of other things going on, or when it really is something that you need to discuss with the doctor. And it talks about where are my keys. And I think that is a big, because everybody like, I lost my keys. Well, I lose my keys all the time. I try to keep them in the same place. But if I don't, sometimes it takes me a minute to look for them. But typically I can find, you know, I just retrace my steps. But, you know, memory glitches, like, you know, misplacing your keys can make you ask yourself, you know, is something going wrong with your brain? And, of course, only the doctor can attempt to answer any kind of serious question you have. They gave you kind of a little guideline, and I really like this. I don't usually keep a lot of things, but this one I thought I would keep because it helps to better understand when your so-called memory moments are natural consequences of you're just really overly stressed, or whether it's a symptom or physical or emotional health, or if it's a potential sign of your cognitive decline, and that you need to have it, you know, checked by the doctor. What I wanted to do is I want to start with the worst scenario, and it says, and it, remember now, we're looking at where are my keys. And so it says, were you, at the time that you misplaced your keys, were you juggling a lot of tasks or dealing with a long to-do list when you last remembered having your keys? Okay? And if the answer to that is no, all right, then you would go to, in general, are you under a lot of stress? If the answer is still no, did you get enough sleep last night, at least 7 hours? And you'll say, well, yes, okay? And remember, I'm following this guideline to kind of find out where we are. And then if you got enough sleep, it'll say, do you snore? If you're not sure you're snoring, then it says, you know, you can ask your partner. And if you say no, then the next thing it says, would you say that you're lonely? And, of course, you'll say no. Okay, do you have symptoms of anxiety, like restlessness, irritability, worry, or depression, persistent sadness, feeling hopeless or worthless, or fatigue? If your answer to that is yes, then it says go see your doctor as soon as possible. Okay? Now, let's go back to And again, I'm trying to follow this chart. So that means that you would see your doctor right away. Okay. However, another I'm going to follow. Okay. So if you answered no to let's see, if you answered no to, you know, those questions of anxiety, depression, stuff like that, then the next thing they ask, did you recently start a new medication? And if you say no, then the next question asks, are you having other cognitive glitches, such as not being able to find the right what you consider a senior moment? And if you say no, then the next thing they ask, have you noticed that have you noticed that every day past checking emails, managing your finances, running errands, and are taking longer to complete or feeling more difficult? And say no. The next question it asks you is, have friends or family said that you keep repeating questions, tell the same stories over and over, or have shown some personality changes? And if the answer is no, then the next thing you want to look at, can you recall relevant details of a recent major event that you experienced? Say who was there, what you did, what you ate, and with whom you spoken. If you say no, then it says to go and see your doctor as soon as possible. And in each scenario where it's saying to go to see your doctor as soon as possible, it's basically that there's changes in thinking skills, especially combined with personality change. And it can signal something is not just right, as changes in walking and balance, okay? Your primary care physician would be the good place to start. But after evaluation, your doctor should refer you to a specialist, such as a behavior neurologist, or a geriatric psychiatrist or geriatrician for more thorough workup. So when I was looking at this, and I went to the very first, to the very extreme part of this scenario. And so when you look at this, there are a whole lot of things that you got to consider when you're saying that you're having some memory issues. It's not just that I can't remember where my key is, it looks at a lot of different things. Your sleep habit, are you under stress, and are you feeling anxious or depressed? Started any new medicines, different things like that. And so that's why I try to tell people that just because you have had some episodes or it does not mean that you're having any dementia or Alzheimer's symptoms, okay? But if you notice when I went through this chart, I went through a lot of different things before we got to see your doctor, okay? So let's go back and look at the minor things now, okay? All right, starting with, okay, we're going to start with our keys, okay? At the time that you misplaced your keys, were you juggling lots of tasks or dealing with a lot, a long to-do list when you last remembered having your keys? If you say yes, your problem is that at the time you misplaced your keys, you were inattentive, you were multitasking, and your brain may not have recorded everything, like where you put your keys. So when you go in, into what we call the file cabinet of your mind to pull the information out again, there's nothing there because you had so much going on. In this instance, it's probably nothing. But if this type of forgetfulness gradually happens more frequently so that it becomes a pattern, then you need to see a doctor for an evaluation. So only if this frequency increases and you have, it becomes a pattern. But on the other hand, let's say your answer to this question was no. Then you know, the next question would be, in general, are you under a lot of stress? And you say yes. This will be an unhealthy routine. That's one scenario. But let's say your answer to the question, in general, are you under a lot of stress? And you said no. And then did you get enough sleep last night, at least 7 hours? And you say no. That's still with you, loss of your keys still signifies that there is a unhealthy routine because learning where your key, the whereabouts of your keys really don't stand a chance against the stress or the chronic lack of sleep. For older adults, sleeping less than 4 hours a night or more than 10, they said that is associated with cognitive function and a higher risk of decline. And stress also impairs the, you know, brain's ability to pull information from its memory bank. So just take this as a sign that you need to sleep more and stress less. Doesn't mean that you're having dementia. Doesn't mean that you're approaching Alzheimer's. It just means that you need to make sure you're getting adequate sleep and that you are stressing less, okay? But let's go to the same scenario. Let's just go to, did you get enough sleep last night? You say yes. Do you smoke? I'm sorry, do you snore? And if you don't know you snore, ask your partner. And if the answer to that is yes, it could be something that's unrelated. But let's say you don't snore. And would you say that you're lonely? Let's say your answer to that is yes. That still is a signal that it's something unrelated, okay? Let's say your answer to the question is, no to the loneliness. If you said you have, your next question will be, do you have any symptoms of anxiety or depression? You say no. Did you recently start a new medication? You say yes. Again, what is happening to you still be what we consider as something that's unrelated. Sleep disorders, anxiety, isolation, and other physical or psychological conditions can mimic the beginning of cognitive decline. So if you feel as if you're spending a sufficient amount of time asleep in bed, but you're still tired during the day, you need to get an evaluation. Maybe you have some sleep apnea. If your mood is in a decline, talk to your doctor. And lastly, let's check your meds. A lot of meds can pose long and short-term risks of cognitive impairment. And so all of that needs to be evaluated. The one thing that we have been, as a medical community, really stressing a lot is the mental health of our nation, as well as the side effect of medicine. And when you talk to people, they really don't realize how significant it is that you tell your doctor everything you're taking, even if it's over-the-counter, vitamins, minerals, Tylenol, ibuprofen, any stomach medicine, anything. You don't have to take it on a regular basis, but it is something that you take. And not only your primary care doctor, but it's important that you tell every doctor that you see. So a lot of people have a primary care doctor. They have a cardiologist because they have heart issues. And then they have a pulmonologist because they have lung problems. You know, but it doesn't matter which doctor you see. It is important that you share your medications with each of these doctors that you see, because what you're experiencing does not have to be a change in your cognitive ability. It could be the medicine. And so, like this, sleeping is very important. And even if you are sleeping and getting adequate sleep, but you're still tired in the morning, that's why the recommendation is that you go and talk to your doctor about maybe having a sleep test done to see possibly if you are suffering from sleep apnea. So before you start thinking that you're having some memory issues like dementia or Alzheimer's, remember we go through the checklist. It could be just you're overloaded. It could be because you have unhealthy routines. And it could be something that's completely unrelated. Now, we're going to go to the other category. Now, remember, we started with the keys, okay? See where this chart's taking me. Okay, we started with the keys, and you couldn't find your keys. We ask if you're under a lot of stress, and you say no, okay? And then did you get enough sleep? Yes. Do you snore? No. Okay. Are you lonely? You say no. Any anxiety, depression? No. Any change in your recently started any new medicine? And you'll say no. But are you having other cognitive glitches, such as not being able to find the right word or having what you consider senior moments? Once you answer yes to that, then that becomes a warning sign. But let's say you say no to that. But then we ask, have you noticed that everyday tasks like checking emails, managing your finances, running errands, are taking longer to complete, or you feel that it's more difficult to do, and you say yes to that? Again, that can be a warning sign. Repeating yourself or just having increased difficulty doing everyday tasks just may be a sign of mild cognitive impairment. So you should get an appointment on the calendar with your primary care doctor and just let him know that, you know, I'm just not feeling myself. I'm not as sharp as I used to be, and I'm just concerned. And at that point, he can do a evaluation, or a referral can be made to like a neurologist or geropsychologist or a geriatrician. And when we, when people have in the past presented with that, you know, I'm really not sure, I'm having a little issue there, we do what we call a mini mental exam. And it's just the doctor asks certain questions, and it's not an in-depth. That's why it's called mini mental, because we're just trying to get some kind of a guideline. Where do we need to send you from there? Because remember what I said, some of course, Alzheimer's is progressive and it's irreversible, but some people have some dementia, and it could be based on something else, because there are several types of dementia. And one of the biggest ones that we have dealt with is the vascular dementia. And that can sometimes happen when people have had blood interruption to their brain. So when we're talking about a warning sign, it's just once we went through all these questions and you find yourself there at the last yes, then you need to just talk to your primary care, because they can do like a mini check. And then from there, they know where they need to refer you. And so, but like I said, the reason I thought this was very interesting, because I hear more and more people who are concerned about the possibility of having a decline in their mental process. I find a lot of it, I mean, they just assume it because, you know, I forgot my keys, or I forgot this, I forgot that. But what I try to tell people, that number one, if you're overwhelmed with a lot of activities, a lot of responsibility, a high-pressure job, that stress can keep you at a point where you're forgetting things, and it's not anything, like I said, it's just a it's either just a blip, which means that you're inattentive and multitasking, and your brain just can't keep up with all this stuff that you're doing, or it could be just unhealthy routine, you know, where you're not getting enough sleep and you're overly stressed. And that's why it's important that